All right, fight fans, welcome to Caveman Corner with your host, Jeff.
Captain Caveman!
Thanks.
How's it going there, Ray?
Going good, man.
All right, we got a super special show today. We're going to do the Ground Force Fights review. We picked up some Mexican guy over at Walmart or Home Depot or some shit, and he said he could put a new floor in the studio for us, so we have a new guest in the house. How's it going over there, Chico?
Hey, what's up, man?
We got some Mexican guy over here. I think he's related to Ray or something. Are you guys all related, right?
Yeah, we related.
Orale, Simon.
All right. Manz is here. I have to go let her in, so carry the show, Ray.
All right.
Ray, you got to talk, man.
All right. Hey, man. Shit. So we go. Let's see who I'm going to be fighting. Alex Carroll, I'm going to whoop his ass. July 15th. You gonna be there, Chico. What do you think about that? Watching me fight.
Oh man, you already know, man. I got you 100%, man.
Shit, it's been a while, but you know, I'm gonna whoop his ass.
That poor guy should just go home, man. Call it quits like that one guy did.
It's funny too because I was watching his old fights and dude got titties and shit.
Oh, flabby. Uh oh.
Yep.
Orale.
Yeah, so I'm gonna guess punch him in his titties.
That's his weak point.
Yeah, K-Man gonna be fighting too. Well, he's doing the jiu-jitsu match.
Oh, K-Man's fighting too?
Yeah, his match is a jiu-jitsu grappling match. He's going against a killer. That dude's a beast.
Oh boy, K-Man got this.
Hopefully he do. Man, Rogers, how you doing, baby? Oh damn. Pornhub. Oh.
All right. So we're 4 minutes in. It's officially a train wreck. I just let Mans Rogers in. She was locked out of the building. How's it going, Mans?
So now it's on? Are we good?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Still a train wreck. Good. Nothing's changed.
No. Yeah, that's what we do here on K-Man's Corner.
We fuck shit up.
Yeah. Lots of editing we got to do this time. Perfect. Makes it fun. All right. So we're here to review Ground Force Fights. We have with us Mans Rogers and... Oh, yeah, wait. We don't have Laura Nizzle. Laura Nizzle was going to come in, and Ray was going to be security. He even wore a security shirt.
TNT joint.
Yeah.
I know Dawn's looking for it. I got
to. Yeah, you're supposed to return that when you're done.
Yeah.
So, Don, he does have your shirt, and he will be paying a $57.26 replacement fee charge.
I feel like it's obsolete at this point.
Yeah, it's a little obsolete. So, Mans, what happened to Laura?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I heard you were bullying her around a little bit in our little group we had going on there, just like I called Alex Carroll a bitch and I had to apologize.
So you're the one who made him leave, not me.
Well, he did stay after I said that, and he laughed about it.
Yeah, he laughed about it, but then when you brought up his wife.
No, she brought up his wife.
Oh, yeah.
I just said that your wife should fight. Like, is that, I wasn't hating.
Yeah, that wasn't nothing mean she said.
When I reread it, I could see that's what you're saying, but the first time I read it, I thought you were saying you were going to beat up his wife. That's how I read it the first time.
No, that's... I'm sure she's a very nice woman. I don't know her.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife will kick her ass.
You think?
Yeah.
We're going to call her in a little bit, and we can call him in a little bit, and we'll see if your wives will fight.
Oh, this
we
is
could
good
add
idea.
Another fight to the card.
I like this.
Yeah.
Your wife's Puerto Rican, though.
Yeah.
So she's...
She got that temper, and she got a...
All right. Give Rich Mitchell a call while we're bullshitting around here.
Spit razor blades right. Or whatever that... Puerto Rican.
Oh, this is Chico, by the way. We picked him up at Walmart.
I'm Raymond's brother.
Yeah. What's up, Chico?
He said he's going to fix the floor in here.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty nice, though, to be honest with you.
All right, let's call Rich Mitchell.
I don't even know how he knew we needed a floor at the studio, but...
I have no opinion on your floor. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah. You don't even have your feet on it. You're sitting there with your feet on the chair. We were going to be in our boxers when you came in.
I'm super disappointed.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
See, I told you she would like that. The Mexican guys were scared.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going, Rich?
He's so loud.
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
Girls. Doing well.
Yeah. Oh, you can hear Mans? Perfect.
There's only one of us here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you're having a Ground Force Fights card coming up July 15th. Can you give us some info about it? We got Rich Mitchell online. He's the owner, the CEO, the producer, and all the other nice things that come up running a show.
Yeah, all the other, I wouldn't say such nice things, but it's a lot. Yeah, it's, excuse me, July 15th at Sletty's Rink on 22 Evans Street in Batavia. Awesome. Probably about 1,200 seats, way bigger venue. It's going to be good.
Are there still tickets left, or we sold out?
No, we got tickets left. Obviously, we're very close to being sold. So talk to your fighters and get your tickets. So go online, groundforcefights.com. Don't miss this one.
Awesome. We're going to do a whole show about this. Well, you broke. Mans is over here, and she broke the studio already. She's pulling pieces off the desk.
Damn.
In my defense, there's a piece of puzzle mat glued to this desk, and I don't understand why.
And so when it goes against the wall, it doesn't mark the wall. All right, I'm sorry. Mans is wrecking the studio. Good thing her and Niz aren't here, or this whole place would be destroyed.
Nice.
Oh, now she's throwing shit at us.
No,
can you talk about that fight a little bit? Can you talk about how that fight came about? There seems to be a lot of bad blood between these two women.
Yeah, apparently so, yeah. I got asked to put this fight together a couple times last show. This didn't work out. This show, Niz messaged me and said, hey, can we set this up? And obviously, Mans was ready to go, so it really just came together pretty easily. I'm excited for this one. I think that the bad blood is gonna drive the fight,
Why do you hate her, Mans?
Why? You want one reason?
Or as many as you got.
Well, I mean, I don't hate her because that would, require me to give a shit about her.
Oh, but, snap.
she came a couple years ago, started training. I think my arm was broke. I was out. So when I came back, she was there. Flexing.
Not training.
So I tried to be cool with her a couple times. But she got a big mouth. So right before I fought Ashley, she messaged me and was like, hey, girl, good luck, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't want bad juju going into my fight. So I was like, all right, thanks. Whatever. Comes back around. I came back around that after I lost to Ashley, she went and ran her mouth about how I got subbed by Ashley and she went all three rounds and blah, 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 blah. So... just, constantly trying to be nice to everybody's face and running her mouth, talking shit behind everyone's back. So she also comes to the gym and doesn't train that much, takes a lot of selfies on the sidelines while the rest of us get stuck doing extra fucking shark rounds because she's not in them.
What do you think about selfies there, Mr. Rich Mitchell?
What do I think about what?
Selfies? Do you think selfies are good for selling the fights?
I guess so. any kind of self-promotion is a good thing.
Yeah, see, she's putting in work. Since she's not here,
yeah,
of
course.
I got to be Laura Niz. I'm going to defend her.
Also, you can all eat dicks because I was told that I had to look pretty for the fight poster because they denied the first two pictures I showed.
You didn't like Manz's pictures?
I was not pretty enough.
Uh-oh, Rich.
It was not Rich.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, definitely not Rich.
Yeah, Rich don't give a crap. He wants you to look tough because he's trying to sell fights.
Right.
No, mad props to Rich because he's the first one that has agreed to give me ring boys.
What?
Oh, shit.
Four fights.
Am I going to be the ring guy?
No, you're nasty.
Ah, shit.
Who's the ring guys for this fight, Rich?
Oh, we're still working on that. It will definitely be one, but we're in the limbo at the moment.
Come on, I'm going to save a lot one.
Jordan? Marwin would be a great ring boy for Miss.
You know what? I messaged him. I haven't heard back yet.
Wait. I was just texting him. Let me see. I got this.
Oh, we're going to get you a ring boy right on the show.
All awesome.
Right. So this is a bad blood. How do you think this fight breaks down, Rich? I'm going to throw you under the bus. How does this fight go down?
Nah, I have no idea. Honestly, I think it goes down. It's going to be, I think it's going to be violent, and they're going to be both looking for a big finish. As far as who comes out on top, I have no idea. I've only seen Niz fight one time. I haven't seen Mans fight at all. I've seen the videos, but I think it's going to be a good fight, and I think it's going to be a fan favorite.
Is this how the car guy's name, Bad Blood?
It is, yeah.
Oh, man, so you guys are the headliners of this car. You made this car get named Bad Blood.
It's going to be so disappointing when she pulls out.
You got to say that, Ray. I'm not going to say that.
Nah, I ain't going to say that.
He was talking about the poster.
Ah, how you, yes.
Go ahead, man. You can go for it. I know you have no inhibitions.
That Ray said that the...
Period blood. I like there that.
There you go. He said it.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, Richie took it upon himself. I didn't even know that was coming out. You guys probably saw it exactly when I did.
Oh, man. So Richie C. Photography is really the pervert. Not Ray.
Well, I wouldn't guess that he put it out for that reason, but I guess however it translates, you know.
Richie's like, I don't even know why I'm on this show right now. All right, so they have one common opponent. They have a man.
Ashley
Letourneau. The bikini girl. Yeah. Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, Chico, you got to see Bikini Girl.
Yeah, we'll show you Bikini Girl after.
Orale.
Anyways, Niz won all three rounds with her, and Mans got finished. Yep. So, what do you think, Mans? What's going to be different in this fight than the last one? Besides that, you're going to try and put your hand through her back of her head.
Different.
Between.
When I fight Niz as opposed to when I fought Ashley?
Yeah.
Ashley was a legit contender.
Uh huh.
I mean, that's how it's going to be different.
All right. Yeah. Look at that stare. If you're on live, you can see how angry she looks. This is going to be a good fight. Don't miss this one. Can you tell us about some of the other fights, Rich?
Main event, 155-pound title. We got Mickey Gaskin from Western New York MMA fighting Matt Special from Bazooka. That's going to be somebody's getting knocked out, one way or the other. Somebody's getting knocked out, most likely, and that's going to be an exciting fight.
Is this Mickey's first title?
He's actually fighting for a title on the Gladius card.
Okay.
Before that.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But up to now, he hasn't?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rich.
And I told him don't go and get himself hurt on the 24th, because that'll put a wrench in the works here.
If I was him, instead of fighting, I wouldn't want to fight Special. I would fall down and get hurt.
getting into the cage or something at weigh-ins.
Yeah. Fall down just going into the cage. Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd pull that one off. I'm a little scared of Matt Special. He's a killer.
Yeah, I seen him fall on the TNT. He destroyed Pistol Pete.
But Mickey.
Well, he did, and then he just fought. He just fought up in Watertown and knocked out an 8-1 kid with the head kick, with shin guards on. So, locked the kid right up on his feet. Kid just dropped. It was crazy.
Well, if Mickey gets pooped out and he poops his pants at the same time, is it going to be a KO or a TKO?
I mean, technically it could be a, could be a DQ, I guess, with the new rules.
Right.
You know, but, I think, I don't know. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully he, rehydrates wisely and,
wait, what? You can you know, get qualified for shitting your pants now?
Or peeing yourself or throwing up.
Yeah.
If you, if you don't control your bodily functions, you get DQ'd.
Okay.
That's for you too, man. So don't pee on her. That was part of her game
plan. And
no
period blood either.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. Damn it, Ray.
I'm sure if you're bleeding, you get a chance to Vaseline it up. All right, what's the co-main?
That's how you get infections.
Co-main event's the 170 title. We got Nolan Brandt from Diamond MMA up in Canada. He's going to fight Ben Horton out of Syracuse. Both of these guys just won fights on the last card. Nolan finished his guy pretty quick. Ben beat Jesse Neal in the second, TKing on him in the second round. This is going to be a good fight. This is going to be a really good fight.
It should be pretty action-packed. I think that one's going to be quick, too. The last two are going to be, I think, pretty decisive finishes one way or another.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, he put some really good knees on Jesse Neal, too. I remember that. And then Jesse Neal he got called for the illegal knee, and then he gassed out. He couldn't hang with him. But it was a pretty good fight. And
it was a good fight.
Yeah, he took some hits from Jesse.
Yeah, Nolan's a big fan of the show. We're going to have to try and call him later. He's got a big thing for Mans, too. He likes those gingers.
He's
so.
A cool Canadian.
We share cat memes every day.
Yeah.
He's a cool, crazy
guy.
And
he would have been my ring boy if he wasn't fighting. I know he would.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's some more fights on the card, Rich.
It's coming down. You know, I'm working on a few, but I got Georgie Colicchio fighting. He's out of Synthesis, fighting Sylvester Downs, both Rochester guys. There's four heavyweight fights on this card. Obviously, Ray
will
be fighting Alex Carroll. Excuse me. So that's going to be exciting. That's going to be exciting. Alex says he's training hard. He says this is the first one he's trained for, so who knows what's going to happen. You know, so.
He's a tough kid.
Yeah,
we also, another one that I'm excited for is Ray Sherwood out of Ultimate MMA in Connecticut. He actually just won a title at Premier FC last night. He's fighting this Joswiak kid from WTF MMA.
Oh, that's going to be a
big, heavy striker. That's going to be a good fight. I think if Sherwood can't take him down, he's going to be in trouble.
That Joswiak kid has got some power in his hands. I called that fight FCP, and he's not a joke, man. He can definitely.
Oh yeah, he opened this kid's face right up. Yeah, he lit him right up.
But Sherwood can wrestle. Sherwood's really good. That's probably. I got that one. I want to see that one. It's going to be the fight of the night for me, I think. Besides for when I.
Yeah, I think that's going to be up there. That's definitely going to be up there.
Besides for when I kick Ray in the junk, that's going to be my favorite part of the fight. You can't play it out loud, man.
I'm not.
It's coming over. I hear it. So
another female fight. Sherelle Warren from Western New York MMA, I think, making her debut.
She's
against a girl named Katrina from Straight Blast Gym in Niagara Falls. This is going to be a catchweight at 195. Ooh. So girls are going to come in there. They both have some power, from what I understand. This one, I don't know what to expect from this one, honestly. I have no idea.
Sherelle's been putting in a lot of work with a local pro, Solomon Renfro, so her hand should be ready to go. See how her wrestling and her jiu-jitsu is. I know she's tough on top.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know anything about the other girl, though, so I'm a bad host.
But she's a boxer. She's a boxer, stand-up fighter, so we'll see.
Is she from Canada?
She's from Canada, yeah.
Oh, snap. Two tough girls.
Yeah.
You know those Canadian girls can fight.
Yeah.
Just Canadians in general, I think.
Yeah.
So it seems like.
Yeah.
But the Canadian girls got the cool accents, and the dudes don't do it for me.
Some of them, they get up near Montreal, they get that French accent.
Yeah,
Oui, 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 oui.
All right.
I'm not really sure why, like, female accents do it for you and not male accents. Like, I would just go with, like, females in general, but good to know, caveman.
I'm kind of special. So, who else we got on this card?
Oh, finishing up the undercard, we got Mark Murray fighting Jim Pearl out of Bone MMA.
Oh, man.
These guys are both coming off wins.
Beards.
Mark's coming on. Yes, the beard, the battle of the beards. Yeah, this is going to be a good one.
We should make the losers shave their beard. Losers got to shave their
I don't
beard.
Even. Yeah, I think these guys just wouldn't show up if that was the case. They don't want to risk it. They don't want to risk it. But, yeah, Mark's on a 4-fight win streak right now. He looked good up in Watertown. He's fighting well. Jim, now that he's with Bone, is undefeated since he's been over at Bone MMA. I think this is going to be a good fight, too.
Yeah, those Bone guys put in some work with us, too, so hopefully I'll see him in the gym before the fight and be good.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
So we got, going down the card here, I got Matt the Russian, I'm going to call him.
Skivata.
Matt Bay. Yeah. So he's actually going up to 155. He's going to fight Mike Taylor. Mike Taylor's got like 20 MMA fights. And Mike is coming down from 170, so I think he's going to be a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger than Matt. And Matt just wants to fight. Nobody at 145 wanted to fight him. Actually, Corey Louth was going to rematch him, but has family obligations that day, so we couldn't make that work. So Matt Bay just said, let's go up to 155 and find somebody.
Matt Bay is one of my favorite fighters. I love the way the guy fights. I interviewed him one time. I'm like, well, dude, why are you so white? Where's your tan? He's like, I only train. So ever since that moment, I've loved that kid. I got my eye on him. He's going to be somebody.
He's tough. I think he's gonna go somewhere. He'll be fighting up in the big leagues at some point.
Yeah, his guillotine is fierce, and he's got stand up behind him too. So he's a great.
Oh player. Yeah.
I don't know about 55, but usually he's got that like physical superiority at 45 too. Like no one's even.
Well, at 45, right? He doesn't cut for much. I think he's around 60-ish. So he's not gonna be losing much weight for this fight. And I know Taylor hangs around 60, 65. So they're gonna be fairly evenly matched. I think, ring experience, though, Mike Keller's got a lot. He's been in there probably more than most amateur fighters in Western New York, if not the whole country.
Yeah,
20 amateur fights is a lot.
Yeah, usually you're already turning pro at, like, 10, sometimes 12, you're a pro, usually. That's a lot of fights, unless you're a loser. Speaking of losers, let's move on. I hear you got a rematch of the century going on in this card.
I got, another bad blood fight just happened to fall into my lap here. John Gerhardt, the Reaper, is taking on Karma, Badman, Bad Boy. I don't know who all his nicknames.
Joey,
he's got a lot.
Bad Man
Joe Morrison.
Morrison.
The Battle of the
Trailer. So yeah, they've been trying to fight each other, rematch each other for, I don't know, a couple years now at least. And it finally lined up, and you know, Gearhart's decided to put a 2 in front of his record, and Morrison's trying to get rid of that 0. So I think they're gonna go out there and hopefully lay it all on the line, and you know, because this is a genuine dislike. Maybe they hate each other, I think. So I think they're gonna go out there and, you know, let's see who lands first. That's what it comes down to.
Here's a real fun fact for you guys. You know that Joey Morrison lost to the guy that beat CM Punk in the third round. He went 3 rounds with the guy that beat CM Punk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He did.
How?
He used to be tough, man. Back in the day, he was a really tough guy. He's a little bit older now. He's like in his 40s, so hopefully he can finally get this win.
Is Gearhart still smoking?
Hopefully Gearhart's still smoking. I can't wait to see this rematch. I want to interview the winner and the loser of this fight.
All right, Rich. We got to do an inspection of the cage. We don't want no bed bugs now.
Yeah, well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
I hate you.
Good thing I'm in the ring first. Who else you got in the ring? I heard Caveman's going to make an appearance.
Caveman is going to make an appearance, yeah. So we're going to have a BJJ super fight.
Whoa, I thought we were doing brown belt.
Oh, MMA.
Tough.
Oh, man. If that's what you guys want to do, I think you got to open palms.
We could do exhibition then with heel hooks.
Yeah, we can see if Gray wants to do that. I don't think the state will sanction pros, though, in an amateur show, but we can figure it out.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a BJ super fight.
Oh, I could beat him in that, too.
I am not really excited about this fight anymore.
But I not only heard, I actually watched him. He went through my one of my professors at the Buffalo Classic. He beat Godden.
Yes, he did.
So I got my work cut out for me. I'm definitely going to use my free groin kick.
Good deal.
hit him with the caveman slap.
Yeah, I will. As in the cage, though, it's going to be a good, exciting fight, man. Two very legitimate brown belts are going to go at it for you guys.
Yeah, that dude, if he beat... Yeah, Buffalo Classic, he beat some guys there, and so you know he's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to poke him in the eye.
No, it's going to be a good match, and there's probably one of the nicest belts that pro or amateur is going to be given away for the winner of this fight. So
that's why I'm winning.
This thing is sick, man. This belt is awesome.
All right, Rich, I think that's all we got for you. We're going to give all these fighters a call that wanted to come on the show, so we got a lot of calls to make. But thank you for coming on. Thank you for putting the show on. Thank you for having me on the show. Oh, we got a special guest as well. Can you tell us about that before we let you go?
Special guest. I have the one and only Coyote. I have Kyle Roseski coming over from Shanghai to call the fights with Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to do some interviews. He's going to be... we're going to be doing a seminar on Sunday the 16th out at Bone MMA. I'll have all the details out on that pretty soon. Ankle locks, leg locks, stuff like that. So... anybody who wants to learn some good leg locks from a 20 win MMA veteran, you know, 3-strike purple belt. Oh, he's got a lot of credentials.
For sure, definitely a killer. He's an inventor of the Kai angle as well. We should definitely go over the Kai angle.
The Kai angle, and actually, he just won a 4-man tournament with 2 Kai angles one night.
Yep.
You know, choked out 2 guys one night. Just won a tournament over there. And I think he's got, he's actually, just so we put that out there, Animal Fighting Championships is, his inaugural show is July 1st in Shanghai. He's putting on a show himself.
What was that?
It's going to be good.
Name, Animal.
Yeah, Ray likes the name because he likes animals. Mans, too.
I've heard things, but we don't bring them up on air.
I've heard a lot. I got a lot of good Kyle stories. We'll have to talk when we,
awesome.
Not on the radio.
No.
All right, we're out of here. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate your
time.
All right, guys. I appreciate the show. Thank you for the opportunity.
Bye.
And I got to interview Morrison or Gearhart or both of them. No matter
you
what.
Can. Both All of right. them. We'll get both of them in there. Yep.
All right, perfect.
Good deal. All right, we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right.
Thanks.
We're out.
Bye.
All right. Let's call my guy next. Let's call Gray next. We're going to call my opponent, and we're going to talk. We're going to change the rules of our fight.
Pancrase.
Yeah. To a BJ super fight.
Mans wants to see a BJ super fight.
Yes,
I'm not sure.
I'm
not sure.
Open palms.
All right.
And also,
you're gonna be my manager, so you're gonna have to work these rules in for me. I want elbows. I want knees. I want groin kicks.
Okay. I got this number.
All right.
Did you apologize for me in the podcast?
What do you mean?
Where it says, sorry, Gray?
Yes, I was apologizing for you.
Hey, man, this guy's
do not apologize for me. I am not sorry for what I said.
This guy's not from Canada, is he?
I don't know.
Oh, no, he's not.
I hope not. Those Canadian guys are tough.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going, Gray?
Welcome. Oh, it's good, man.
You're on Caveman's Corner. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we got Crazy Mans over there. Can you hear? Go ahead, Mans.
Hey.
Yes, I can.
All right, we got Crazy Ray.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yep.
All right, we're going to have Ray talk with you because I just talked with Rich, and I realized we're not fighting MMA, and it's supposed to be jiu-jitsu, and you beat my professor, and you beat all the other black belts at the tournament and open, and I did the old guys, and I didn't even win that, so I don't think it's fair, and you're way bigger than me, so Ray's going to negotiate me some new rules.
Yes.
All right, let's hear them. What do you got?
Open palm strikes.
All right. To the groin or to everywhere?
He knows me well already. This is not fair.
I've been watching, man. I'm listening.
He studies
all these eye gouges and groin kicks.
He knows you already, K-Man.
So those are rules I want, I guess. Eye gouges, groin kicks, ball squishies.
Yeah, man. As long as we can put tickling and biting in.
Oh. I'm down with biting. I'm not so sure about tickling.
Yeah, that's, because you can't pee your pants or you get DQ'd.
Like, that's even more important to me than biting, really.
I don't know, because can we not have the pee your pants rule? If you pee your pants, you're disqualified. If we get rid of that, I'm okay with tickling.
All right, how about this? We get rid of the pee your pants rule, and we actually add points for peeing your pants.
Oh, I'm down with that.
You get 2 points for peeing your pants, and you get 5 points for pooping.
I'm not.
I like it.
Oh,
damn.
God damn it.
K-Man, go give up.
I know.
You got to tap out.
I'm used to training with Mickey, dude. He doesn't understand. I got an advantage. I train with a guy who poops his pants all the time. All right. Well, I want to have you on, man. I thought we were fighting MMA, but now that we're doing jiu-jitsu, we're doing it in the gi, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. And for the fans out there, what are the rules? Just in case, like, I should know, but I don't.
I'm pretty sure it was everything but heel hooks.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I wasn't sure, so I thought I'd ask you. I didn't remember if toe holds were legal or not.
Yeah.
Did you see that toe hold from the IBJJFs where that guy's foot was on backwards? That was sick.
I did not see that. Holy shit.
Yeah. Don't do that to me.
Okay.
You're a big strong
dude. Okay, I'll try not to.
All right. So, I don't really know what to say. This is a little awkward for me. So you guys talk.
Are you gonna talk shit at me? Are you gonna tell me how much you're gonna kick my ass or something?
I was gonna do that when I thought we were fighting, but
isn't that what we were gonna do? We were gonna talk shit at each other.
No, you're supposed to talk shit at me because I was dumb for not knowing the rules.
Oh, but I just like jiu-jitsu, man. I'm just happy to be there.
Yeah, I had it all planned out. I was gonna talk a bunch of shit to Gray, and then he was like super nice in that.
The chat. I don't know.
It's kind of hard to talk shit.
I'm not one of the MMA people. I feel like us jiu-jitsu guys are disadvantaged in the shit talking field.
What the fuck does that mean, Gray?
Yeah.
I feel like if you're just in jiu-jitsu, I feel like we just want to be friends with each other and like cuddle and stuff.
I'm sorry. Have you been to WYMMA?
No, he just taps people.
What's that?
She's like, have you ever been to WYMMA?
Yeah, I've been there.
I was not that sassy when I said it, for the record.
You were that sassy.
I was not that sassy. I did not have like a head bob weave thing.
Yeah,
going on.
And
I've been a few times up there.
Yeah, you remember Matt Flores?
Yeah.
So I told Matt Flores I was grappling you because he's the assistant kids coach. He's like, that dude? And I was like, yeah. He's like, he's really good. And he's strong. So I'm not getting a lot of encouragement to take you on, but I think it's going to be a good fight.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Are you going to pull guard?
I feel like that's the only legitimate strategy for fighting.
Do you know every time you pull guard, a baby dies somewhere? And a kitten?
I thought that was like perfectly proper etiquette, just to pull guard. Or like play donkey guard and butt scoot and stuff.
That's okay, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like if we're looking from like a self defense standpoint, I think really the only way to go.
Okay. As long as you're not going to throw me and embarrass me in front of all my friends.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay. I'm supposed to be a wrestler guy, so if you throw me, I'm going to be very embarrassed. Just so you
know. No, don't worry. Like, people talk a big game about me, but really, I've been in jiu-jitsu like 2 months. I don't know anything.
Ray's giving me the eyes like you're lying, but I believe you.
Yeah, I'm like brand new.
Perfect.
What's your favorite Pornhub category?
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
What's this?
What is your favorite Pornhub category?
Oh, jeez. Anything with tentacles, probably.
Oh!
He studied.
He's been listening to the show, dude.
Are you single?
Did you hear? She asked if you were single.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not.
Ah, lucky lady.
Wow, he was silent for a minute there. I wonder if he's going to say, yeah, I am.
He had to think about it.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. This is going crazy. I actually found out that Pornhub is a real place because I went there after the podcast last time. I didn't know.
You didn't know that was a thing?
No, I didn't know it was a thing. I thought she was joking at first.
Oh, come on, K-Man. You serious?
No, I know
that's like,
now.
That's like the biggest porn site out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I learned a lot after the last podcast, and some of the Canadians had thrown me some suggestions. But Pornhub is still my favorite.
Okay. All right. So yes. I think we're going to leave on that, Gray, but I'm looking forward to competing against you. And I may weigh in with 2 buckets of water. I hope you have fun making 65. That's my that's my whole shit-talking spiel I got. We are meeting at 65, right?
Yeah, 65. Right. So I'll be eating like donuts and big cakes and stuff until then.
All right.
It'll be fun.
I'm weighing in
lean, thanks for having me on.
Lean 152, and I'm ready to go.
That's yeah, I'm something like that.
Yeah, yeah. You're a good dude, man. Good. See how it goes. You ever competed in a cage before?
One time out in Ithaca I did, when I was like a blue belt.
All right, I think we should be able to wear gloves, because our knuckles are going to get all jacked up on the fence.
Oh, are we going to take it right up to the fence?
Oh, I'm putting you right on the fence, so I'm going to grind my head right in your nuts. I mean,
that sounds like it's going to hurt.
That's what you get for pulling guard.
I'm just going to stand right back up and pull guard again.
This is going to be a fun fight. All right, we're going to let you go, Greg. We're going to call some people that are really going to talk some shit instead of being cool.
I know. Greg is so cool.
All right.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I appreciate you coming on.
Looking forward to it.
Yep. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Yep.
God damn it, why is he so nice?
Nolan wants to know what we're saying about him.
We're talking shit about him. We'll call him right now. We're going to have Nolan Brand on the show.
I want to fix his floors.
Yeah.
Orale.
This is the worst podcast ever. That's the most fun I've ever had, I think. This is better than Fred Edish.
Better than Brad Kohler?
I don't know. His prostitute translator story was pretty good.
I know.
Good.
He had that cool mafia and prostitute stories and shit.
My podcast was fun.
Your podcast was a little scary. It was fun, though. Mark Halls was really good when he was talking about duct taping the hookers and putting them in a trunk. We still haven't released that one yet because I haven't finished editing it. But
that's
going to
be a good
one,
too. Because it's actually
evidence in a crime. Oh,
damn. The statute of limitations is up. It's all right.
Not for murder in California. You crazy.
We don't live in California. We can't get in trouble.
But he live in California.
Well, I don't care if he gets in trouble. We need Nolan's number, probably. Can you?
I texted him.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't seen the message yet.
No.
Come on, let's call Alex. I want to get this.
All right, we'll call Carol right now.
All right, what's his number?
I don't have his number. Orale. Just message him on Facebook.
Call him. Tell him I'll fix his floors, is he?
Oh, man. Is it hard to pull off that racial stereotype?
Oh, hell no, is it?
That's really Ray's brother, I think.
Yeah.
Have you seen Ray fight before?
He was in my first fight.
Those locals forever.
Yeah.
You can't ask the thread his number because he left.
Oh, shit. Well, Rich got his number, right?
This is a fucking mess. So I should stop talking?
I don't care.
Let's talk about floor tiles.
Let's talk about your beautiful gold Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Is that a gold rosary?
No, it's fake. It's plated. Gold plated.
That's okay.
I'm just like, what's real?
I'm going to bite it.
No, don't bite it. Oh, my God. Don't do that.
She's crazy. Shit. She will do that.
Holy shit. I'm already scared.
Are you taken, sir?
Yes.
I can't, actually, because I have retainer in because I'm missing teeth now.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Man just popped her tooth out. It was like one of the coolest things I've seen. Much better than her contact problem, which was very gross. The contact thing was just nasty. Oh, there it is. Call him up. 71643 beep.
Well, he's going to have my number when I call him. Nobody call him just my number, please. He's going to be calling me all night before the fight.
We're going to tell him it's Manz's number. He's going to call her all night.
Yeah. Go for it. It'll send him weird dick pics all night.
Oh, really? How many dick pics do you have on your phone?
Well, I Google a lot, too, just as, like, get really fucked up ones. Like, I like the micro-penis one is my favorite.
Hello? Is this Alex?
Yep.
Alex, this is Caveman's Corner. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Awesome. Well, we got Ray here, we got Manz Rogers, and we got some Mexican guy we picked up at Walmart.
So orale. How's it going?
You know how the show goes?
Yep.
We talked to Rich already, and he said this is the first fight you've been really training for. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is like the first time that I've actually been training, like instead of like training out of the house, I'm out training in the gym and stuff like that, being able to really push myself a lot harder than I've ever pushed myself for a fight, so this one should be a really good one.
Awesome, we're looking forward to that. What gym are you at?
I'm just at like a normal just gym, just kind of like a corner gym, like a LA Fitness kind of gym, but with like bags and stuff like that and personal trainers and shit to help me out with what I'm doing and stuff like that.
LA Fitness, no corner gym. That's where I go. That's an expensive gym, man. That's high class. They got a pool and a sauna, and there's girls that wear like skimpy clothes. That's all you need in a gym.
Damn.
Ray's dying.
LA Fitness came in high class.
It is high class. That's where I go. That's what makes it high class.
Do they have nice floors, they say?
I actually probably need some work, man. We can get you in there and fix the floors.
We just picked up a Mexican.
Orale.
So we had Manz here, and actually I talked to Manz, and she wasn't saying she was going to beat up your girlfriend.
Wife. Okay. Wife.
Yeah. Girlfriend, right? You're not married, are you? Alex? No, yeah, he's not married.
So you're saying married. There's a chance.
There is a chance for you, Manz. Oh, shit.
Manz, damn.
Manz going with your opponent. She don't even like you, Ray.
I told you we should
bet in our boxers for this.
Oh, God. Be careful, I said. She threatened to bite my chain, Holmes.
I'm sorry. Can you hear him when he talks?
I can hear some of you, but sometimes it gets a little quiet, but it's all good.
Yeah, we got him on the minority mic, so it's hard for the phone callers to hear.
Orale, Walmart mic.
Yeah, he's on the Walmart mic. Yeah. Anyways.
He's in the Save-A-Lot joint.
So
I stole it.
I don't know if you listen to my podcast, but I apologize to, I didn't mean to call you a bitch the other day either.
No, it's all good. I understand. You're just trying to, trying to get your boy to, start talking. Get the hype going on it.
I was trying to get the hype going, but I was trying to message that to him privately, not to you.
Yeah, as soon as I seen it, I was just like, well, damn, rain the fields.
K-Man was all doped up.
I was on a lot of NyQuil. I apologize to you on the last podcast I put out with the LFL girl. She was kind of, she was a little flirty. But
yeah, she was.
She was a lot flirty. But I apologize to you on that one, too. I didn't mean it to come out like that. I just meant that you don't always have a lot of belief in yourself at times. But in the case, you're a warrior, man, for sure.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of belief in myself before, but this time, it's all fucking there.
Yeah, goddamn, Ray. He's coming for you, dude.
There's no doubt for this one. Me and Ray are going to fucking go at it.
All right, Ray. You're going to talk some shit. Let's hear your shit talk.
Yeah, I want you to come at me.
Oh, no, I ain't going to talk. I'm not a shit talker, but I mean, if Ray wants to go.
Ray said he's going to talk some shit, so that's what I'm waiting to hear.
No, I want Alex to come at me, and I'm going to knock him out. That's all. And then after the fight, I'll shake your hands and,
Oh, yeah.
You shake both hands?
Shit, I'll probably buy you a beer. Shit.
You better hold him to that because he told the LFL player he was going to buy 5 tickets for her, and he didn't do that shit either, or a T-shirt. So you heard it right here. Ray's going to buy you a beer after the fights.
And I'll fix your floors for free, SA.
You got to look out for the heiresses, man. They're a bunch of fucking liars.
We lie, we cheat, we steal.
You know, that's how stereotypes get made.
They're just reaffirming stereotypes at this point.
Latino heat, baby.
So what do you think about Ray's nickname, the Latino Lover?
Oh, that was his nickname, but okay.
Yeah, K-Man got me that name.
Yeah, I think he's a little squeaky. He needs a little oil. He hasn't been in a cage in a long time. What do you think?
That doesn't mean he changed anything. He's going to work that much harder, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've been fighting every show. Do you think you're going to have a little bit more experience than him in the cage? You got more fights.
Yeah, he got more experience than me.
I got more fights, but he's been training in the actual gym a lot more than me. So I think he's got the experience. He knows what it feels like to win, and I know what it feels like to fucking lose almost endlessly. So you got the guy that never knows what it felt to lose, and the guy that never felt what it was to win. So we're going to fucking just battle it out. Ain't going to be a knockout, though. No.
I think your shit talking's backwards. I think he was supposed to say that line.
You know what? To me, it's gonna go. You know, if we go to the ground, I'm gonna submit you. My jiu-jitsu game is up there.
I just submitted you the other day, Ray.
Yeah, you're a fucking purple belt.
I'm not purple. I'm brown.
Well, yeah, the higher level.
I'm not. I'm the Mickey Gaskins color.
That is fucked up.
You missed the poopy belt.
All right, continue your shit talking. All right,
but if it goes to the ground, I'm gonna submit you. I got good wrestling. My jiu-jitsu is great. Stand up. You're a brawler. I seen you. I mean, I think you're a tough dude, but I think I'm just a better fighter all around.
Well, the only thing that I noticed from your last two fights is no one's tested your chin, so I'm gonna guarantee that I'm gonna do that for you.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Alex got a good hook.
Yeah.
Good right hook.
Yeah.
I mean, I took a couple of hits from Jim in the gym, and, you know, I'll take the hits, you know.
What do you think about the Southpaw versus Orthodox matchup? How's that going to go for you guys?
I've only fought Orthodox, never fought Southpaw, so I'm comfortable with it. I don't know how Ray feels with a Southpaw.
I'm comfortable with it, too. I train with TJ all the time. He's a Southpaw.
What's your favorite Pornhub site?
Category.
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 Category. I'm sorry. What's your favorite Pornhub category? That was getting too serious. Ray looked like he was going to chop me in half, dude. I was getting scared.
You want to know mine's or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I like big asses.
Weird.
You like weird? Or you?
No, just weird. Like,
oh,
Ray,
then he likes big asses?
Continually affirming stereotypes.
Oh, yeah. How about you, Alex? What you like?
Nah, I ain't on that. Nope.
His girl's gonna listen. He can't say.
Nah.
Yeah, there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Some weak ass shit.
Orale, tell the truth, ese.
It's not healthy to hide it.
Yeah.
Your right arm is very strong, ese.
I thought he's southpaw.
Oh, his left arm then.
I'm just going to go with both, is
it? I'm sorry, Alex.
My left hand's weak.
You're all good.
We're not stopping at Walmart again. We're just going to make him walk home. He's out of luck. All right, what's your prediction for the fight, Alex?
Honestly, I think if we both throw it out, because I don't think it's going to go to the ground at all, and I'm pretty sure that he's going to be able to take a shot. I know for a fact I can take a shot. My prediction is pretty much a decision. That's probably how it's going in my head. I don't think either one of us is
going to
put the other one down.
I promise the fans this. If these two guys stand up for 3 rounds and exchange like they do, like Alex is talking about, it will be the fight of the night for sure.
Yeah. Fuck, it will.
It will.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to knock him out, though. I think he's tough. It might take me a couple of tries to knock him out because he's probably going to take the hit. But I think I'm going to hit him hard. I'm going to tear his body up, and he's going to give up.
Is this your first fight at heavyweight, Ray?
Yes.
Do you think you're still going to have the same power you have at 205 at heavyweight?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, the guys are going to be considerably bigger than the other guys you punch and they fall down.
Well, I'm going to be probably at 230. And Alex probably be a little bigger, heavier, but that doesn't mean nothing.
What do you think about that, Alex? I gotta help you out with the shit talk, so I'm.
I just think he ain't used to fighting as big as that, so he ain't gonna be moving as fast as what he's used to. So I think he's gonna be moving a lot slower than what he's been doing down at 205. So he's gonna be easier to catch.
Does anyone move fast at heavyweight? Is that a thing?
Junior DeSantos moves fast at heavyweight.
I promise you this, Alex. I'm faster than you at 230. I'm fast heavyweight. I got fast hands. I got fast kicks. I seen you fight. You slow, and I'm just gonna tag you in your jaw. You gonna go down.
All right. I got one last question before I let you guys go. Both you guys have serious cardio issues. Are you guys gonna be?
Wait. One more thing, K-Man. Alex, right, you live in Lackawanna, right, Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm from Lackawanna. Could be the Battle of Lackawanna. You know.
Whoever brings more fans gets to say that. They're the king of Lackawanna.
Well, I lose.
Oh, jeez. Part of being a fighter is having a big fan base. We got to get you going on the fan base. Being on the show is going to help you. You're going to go from no fans to at least two.
Because that's well, two.
Our good viewing audience is about two. Three, because there's three people here.
Your wife said we were up to six, and that's a record.
Six in the record? We got six. We're a record.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh. I had to turn it off because it's all phone interviews now, so it sucks for anyone watching on the live.
Yeah.
All right, I got now back to my question. Yep. So, both you guys are known for running out of gas about three. We'll give it 30 seconds into the fight. What is the third round of this fight going to look like if you guys are both standing? Are you going to be leaning on each other, trying to hold each other up, or how's
Kimbo
it going to go?
Versus
Dada. Yeah, something like that.
Probably do some slow dance. I think, to be honest with you guys, I don't think it's going to go the third round. It's going to be either in the first round or the second. It's not going to last through the third. Somebody going out. Well, Alex going out. He's going to be knocked out.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad I'm not going to have to interview you guys. I hope Kyle's going to have to do it because he's going to have to hold one of you two motherfuckers up when he's interviewing you. Because even if
it ends,
he's
going to be able to hear any of the answers.
Yeah.
He has it for reason.
Yeah, even if it ends in the first exchange, I know both of you fuckers are going to be out of breath because they ain't going to lie. All right, thanks for your time, Alex. I appreciate you coming on the show, man, and the best of luck to you. I got to be fair because Ray's my co-host.
No, I got no problem with Alex. Alex's a cool dude. He's tough, and he comes to fight.
I'm sorry.
I like that.
You guys are the worst shit talkers ever.
I'm sorry, man's tried to beat up your wife.
Yeah. I did not try to beat up his wife. I tried to arrange a fight with his girlfriend versus Ray's wife.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about that, Ray. Do you think your girl want to fight Ray's girl? We can add a ladies' fight to the card. Mans is very, very
adamant.
There
are two fucking ladies' fights already. What do you mean, add a ladies' fight?
Add another ladies' fight. Everyone likes ladies' fights.
Yeah, so, I mean, my girl, I don't know if she will fight. She's not a fighter, I guess, but she could. I don't know if she will fight. How about your girl, Alex? You think she'll fight?
Nah, she wouldn't fight.
Alex, girl, I thought was going to fight me when I made Alex wait at the restaurant for me at the after party at the last Ground Force fight. She was mad. I'm sorry, Alex. I didn't mean to get you in trouble.
No, you're all good. You didn't get me in trouble. All
right. I love you, bro. Be safe.
All right.
Make sure you got someone cornering you that knows what's going on. All right. Later.
I'm going to knock him out. Come on, K-Man.
You think?
Yeah. This ain't going to the third round.
Oh, wait. Who are we calling next?
We can call Nolan next. Why?
No, I don't have his number yet.
Who do you?
We can Facebook Live him. Are we really gonna call Gearheart?
Yeah.
He has a phone.
I don't know. We got someone's number. We got Morrison's number. We can do. We can try and get Gearheart's number from Rich too.
I want to talk about fear boners.
Fear boners?
Yeah, I feel like that would be the perfect fight to talk about fear boners.
Okay, I'm a little scared to hear about your fear boners, but
I don't have.
I think
any
I'm
fear
getting
boners.
A fear boner right now.
You probably should.
Oh, I think I just got to pee. I don't think it's a boner. Can't tell.
2 points or disqualification? I'm not really sure.
If you pee yourself, you're DQ'd. What's that?
I asked Rich about Gearheart.
All right, well, let's call Morrison while we're waiting for Gearheart. His number's in that chat. Having Morrison on will definitely make this podcast much better.
Absolutely. Sometimes when I'm working in South Buffalo, I see him randomly in fields flexing. He's not really doing anything, but he definitely was on his knees flexing once.
On his knees?
Yeah.
What was he flexing? Oh, his arms? Are you all right?
Yeah. My muscles are just too big.
Oh, okay. I hate when my muscles get too big. Mm-hmm. That's never happened to me. I'm lying. Yeah. Joey Badman Karma Morrison. Maybe. Something like that. Here we go. Ring-a-ding-ding.
We're going to add fear boner to his
this
name.
This person cannot be reached at the moment.
In a base bill.
After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
Wait, we got to leave your number.
Okay, let's do it again.
We're going to call again. We got to leave the number. Maybe he'll call back before the show's over.
If he pay his bills.
Oh, that's the bills? That's when you don't pay your bills?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his phone shut off.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Let's try one more time.
Hopefully he doesn't pull out of the fight.
This person cannot be reached at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone. After you leave a message, you can modify it by pressing pound.
Right. You can modify it by paying his bill.
Yo, Joey Badman, Morrison Karma, something. This is Caveman's Corner. We're trying to get you on. If you get this message and you pay your bill by the time the show's over, please call us at... Go for it, Ray. But call us, Joey Badman, Morrison.
Call us, man.
We're out. All right, that was the most disappointing phone interview ever.
Actually, it really wasn't. I mean, he could have just not answered. It was even better that his phone was shut off.
All right, we're going to I got him on Facebook.
Did you really not know that Pornhub was a thing?
I didn't really know Pornhub was a thing, honestly. I had one that I used since I was like a little kid, so I never went anywhere else. I was very loyal with my porn site.
Yeah, I was on RedTube for a long time, but...
RedTube's one too, for real?
Yeah.
Man, I'm out of the loop.
That's like old school.
No.
The one that one of the Canadians told me about was weird. There was like amputee porn.
Oh, what's that one?
Freaking Canadians, man. What's wrong with them?
That's why they can fight. They watch that shit.
They're all messed up. If you guys want to see something very messed up, go on YouTube and look up How to Basic. And it's how to do stuff, but it's very crazy. I believe that's why I failed the police psych exam, watching that. Why are you laughing like that?
What are we even doing?
We're trying to call guests. We just got confirmation. John Gearhart is going to call the show, the Marlboro Man.
Fear boners.
John Smoking Gearhart.
Here's his number. It's some crazy number. It looks like a porno site number. We might be calling fear boners.
Backpage.com.
All right. We're going to check that out on the FanDoozy computers. See what that is.
Wait, what did you tell me to look up?
How to basic. How to basic. It's all kinds of like how to do stuff, but it's crazy when you watch how to do it.
It's an Australian YouTube channel?
Oh, yeah. It's nuts.
I got to check that out.
Hello?
Is this John Gearhart?
Yes, it is.
John Gearhart, you are on Caveman's Corner, you lucky motherfucker. How are you? Hello?
He must not be doing too good.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
Gearhart, what's up, man?
Oh, not too much.
All right, we got Ray Aris.
Hey.
We got
Big Ray. What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Mans Rogers.
What's up?
And we got a Mexican guy we picked up at Walmart.
Orale, fix your floors for free, ese.
He's not a very good businessman, but we like him anyways.
Yeah, you know, pay him a dollar.
So we tried to call Morrison, but his phone's off. We wanted to have you guys shit talk each other. So how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. And you know, it's too bad his phone's off. It'd be so much fun to talk shit to him.
I know. So he's your only win, man. How did it feel beating him?
I don't know. He keeps calling me out. I keep accepting. I mean, hell, if he didn't learn after the first two ass kickings, maybe this third one will do the job.
I thought you guys did a retirement match, like back in TNT.
No, they did a kickboxing match, too. Right, Gearhart?
Yeah, we did it. Yeah, we did a retirement match. I beat him there in 55 seconds. And then we did a kickboxing match for one of the kickboxing groups up there in Buffalo.
Charity.
And unfortunately, he talked so much crap to Jesse Neal that Don let him come back after the retirement match. And I'm like, wait a minute. So
are you going to officially retire him this time?
Yeah.
Are you going to officially retire him this time? Are you going to hurt him so bad he can't fight no more?
That's my game plan.
You know that he went three rounds with the dude that beat CM Punk.
Well, even a broken clock's right twice a day. You should still shit talk him a bunch, though, because, I mean, this is recorded. He could hear it maybe someday if he goes to the library and uses a computer and brings his own headphones.
Damn.
Yeah, he went three rounds with me in the kickboxing match, but that's only because I played with him too much. Like, I kept toying with him, you know, instead of just trying to kill him.
Come on, just kill him, Gerhard. Don't play with him.
Yeah, but I got to give the crowd their money's worth. I mean, come on.
They like knockouts better. They don't care if it ended in, like, 2 seconds.
Did you give
well,
us...
Well, this time...
I'm sorry, did you? Are you still smoking, or are you done smoking now? You told me you quit last time, but I think I seen you smoking after the show.
I'm still working on the quitting completely, but I am...
You son of a bitch.
...up to that point.
You lied to me again? Because then no. I'm going to buy your t-shirt. Yeah, I can't support a smoker, you know. Although we should get the Marlboro Man, the Marlboro Man moniker.
I did promise to buy a t-shirt too.
We both all had to buy him a t-shirt.
I think Schultz is going to be selling a t-shirt.
I will buy.
But what my track record?
Are they going to be at the Ground Force Fight Show, Affliction?
Yeah.
I'll buy a t-shirt there at the show. I'll bring some money. Buy a t-shirt.
Okay.
And if you win, I'm going to wear it in when I interview because I got the okay to interview you and Morrison. Go ahead.
You gotta buy it online, Jeff.
Nah, they have it there if they come there, man, and you're fighting.
Well, what, you gotta buy the one I usually wear to walk out in?
Well, if I have to. If I buy a t-shirt online, some terrorist group's gonna be watching me, dude. I'm scared to buy something that's got your name on it. I'm just saying.
I wonder what that shirt would smell like.
No, but this time it's game over for Joey. I'm not playing with him. I'm coming in there, and I'm doing what I can do. And that's load up that right. Drop him and not give up until the ref pulls me off.
Do you ever get fear boners?
What's that?
Do you ever get fear boners?
I can barely hear what they're saying.
Like when you get real afraid and your dick gets hard and like you can't control it. Have you ever walked out to a fight and been like, shit, I got a fear boner? Like if you were going against someone real tough.
Okay, Jeff. Say exactly what was just said so I can actually hear it.
Oh, shit. What she said is, have you ever had a fear boner? Have you ever walked out to the ring like you were fighting someone really tough and your dick got hard and then you got in there? I'm sorry I had to repeat that to you. That's what she was saying.
No, I've never had that happen.
What will your reaction be if Bad Man Karma... fear boner. Gets a fear boner.
If Joey Batman Morrison has a fear boner, what are you going to do?
I'm going to direct him to tell that motherfucker to go back to his room for about an hour or whatever. You know, take care of that shit. It's like, yeah.
You're not going to finish him?
That's the case.
She asked if you are going to finish him.
My game plan is basically to knock him out this fight.
So you're going to finish him?
No.
I'm sorry. Any podcast with men turns into this.
I can't believe you had me back a second time.
This is the first time he's been on the show.
No, me.
Oh, I can't believe I had you back either. This was supposed to be here and you guys are supposed to tear up the studio and I was going to Facebook Live it. It'd be worth having you back for that.
Oh, yeah. Man. So, Gerhard, where you been training at?
I'm actually training with a friend of mine who's got an extensive background in multiple forms of martial arts, primarily jiu-jitsu and kickboxing.
What's his name?
Cool.
What's his name, man's ass?
Bobby Bowman.
Bobby Blowman? Bobby what?
Bowman. Bowman.
Does he finish you?
We're just going to ignore her, so... I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to throw you under the bus like these guys. I'm looking really forward to seeing this fight. And do you got anything to say to Joey Batman Morrison, Karma, something, whatever his name is?
Yeah, he's got so many different nicknames. I don't know which one to call him.
Is he going to make a Facebook? I want to see the Facebook video he makes about fighting you. And if he makes one, I'm going to post it and link it to this. Because those are worth watching him fight, those fucking videos he makes.
Oh, I like how he be kicking the tree.
Yeah, he kicks a tree. The one time he stepped on the can, he's like, oh, Mickey Poogie Pants gas can, I'm going to smash through you.
Yeah.
No legs.
Yeah, I was going to say, last time he fought me, he was jumping up trying to kick a stop sign.
Yeah, that's true. He does do that, too.
And Adam Fort, the one that busted my arm at TNT December 2 dismember, was the one that videotaped it and tagged me in it just so I could get a laugh out of it.
Hey, get hurt. You need to come back to Buffalo, man. Train at WNY.
I'm working on it.
You know, Morrison did some training at WNY while you were gone. He might be a little bit tougher this time.
You know what? He did train there. I seen his Facebook post.
He did some
post.
Training with Corey Webster, and he was in at WNY for a month or two.
You're actually dealing with that ignorant, with him being that damn ignorant?
We put up with you, man. We do a lot of shit for you guys. We're trying to get you guys ready to go in the cage. That's what we do.
Yeah, I know, but
take everybody.
Come on, we all know Joey ain't going to listen.
He's already gone. He got paid, too.
Yeah, see, that's what I paid.
All right, man. Well,
Ray
go ahead.
Ray already helped me out with my kicks, so he already knows there's some sting to them.
Is there some sting to those kicks, Ray? Ray's shaking his head no. I think he's lying.
You know what? We did.
You did too, Ray.
No, I know we trained together. Yeah. And who you fighting against? You're fighting against Morrison again, right? Wait.
Yeah, I'm fighting Morrison again.
No. When I'm preparing you for that fight with the leg kicks, who you was fighting?
Morrison.
It was Morrison?
Yeah.
You never throw no leg kicks, though, for that fight?
No, he threw two or three at me, and I caught the one and put him on his back, and then he started swinging on him. Of course, we had Jeff sitting there cracking jokes at commentary that night. So
that's what I do. I'm a shit starter. That's my kind of my job description.
Well, that, and I heard somebody get a little concerned because I was on my back, and so I popped out of there quick and kept going after him. I think it was Don, actually. I think he was like, oh, Gerhardt's down. And I'm like, yeah, I ain't staying down. Not this time.
Those fear boners get you every time. So.
My coworker was so happy when Gerhardt won that fight.
Yeah?
They said Gerhardt that was cheering for him. He made some fans that fight.
That was the best interview I ever did with you two guys, too. I honestly say that was my most rewarding moment as a
that was
post-fight interviewer.
That was the best. Man,
that was the best. I got a couple more questions. We'll let you go. When you rocked Mickey Gaskins, how hurt do you think he was?
Well, I thought he was pretty much done, but, you know, when he didn't back down and I kept coming forward, once he hit that takedown, I thought I had tapped him out. And if you watch the video from my side of the cage, it does look like he's tapping.
When you had the guillotine on him?
Yeah.
Maybe he did tap.
We got to look at it. We got to investigate.
We do. We have to watch.
I mean, it's too late to do anything about it now, but, you know.
We did this before for Whitman. We actually went and we watched the video.
Yeah.
And I think he was right. It did look like Billy tapped that time. Remember?
Yeah, that's why I let up on the guillotine instead of waiting for.
Hey, Gerhardt, you got any video? You got video of the fight? Is it on YouTube or anything? I could look it up.
Yeah, you have to look it up. Did Mickey poop his pants in your fight?
Not to my knowledge.
Could you tell? Well, I mean, would you be able to smell it?
Nolan's too drunk.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure you'd smell it.
No, he's not too drunk to call him on his show. All right, we're going to let you go. We're going to call a drunk guy right now. He's fighting it, too.
All right, guys. It was good talking to you, and I'll see you guys in Batavia.
All right, I'll tag you. Just make sure you share it with all your friends and your family.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Do we got internet?
I should ask him if we have friends first. Like, Alex, like, I don't have any friends. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, usually I get a lot of views on this one because all the fighters listen.
Well, I like to think that, like, in the parking lot, it's going to be Mike Schultz, like, selling bootleg Smoking Gerhardt t-shirts.
If he sells bootleg ones, I would definitely buy one.
Hear that, Mike Schultz?
I think he should sell memes. Like, just make t-shirts with his memes on it about Gerhardt and stuff.
Absolutely.
Like where he'd rock Mickey and stuff, all those ones he did. But I think Mickey made those ones, actually. All right, we got to call Nolan, so we need to get over here.
Are we going to call Niz?
She doesn't have her phone, or I would call her.
The bitch has her phone.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Who doesn't have their phone? Other than fucking Morrison, because he's...
Right, 2017, everybody got a phone.
Maybe she was camping.
Even Gerhardt got his Obama phone. All right, let's go.
Hey, yo, Mexican guy, you got a phone?
He has two phones.
He's got two phones. One's a drug dealing phone and one's a regular phone. I learned that from Ray.
Hey, it's his work phone. Don't be so racist.
Okay.
I didn't say
He's
that.
A floor guy. Wasn't he a separate phone for that? All right, you ready for Mark Murray?
Yeah.
Right here.
Who's he fighting?
He's fighting Jimmy Pearl, the Battle of the Beards.
Oh, yeah.
Got to ask him about that. Mickey said he's not ready to go pro too, so we gotta talk about Mickey about him. Him and Mickey should fight.
I think we should see if he'll fight in a glitter beard.
Glitter beard?
Yeah.
Would you glitter my beard for the fight with Gray?
I think I have something else to do that day, but I'm sure we can find someone to do it.
Oh, I don't think you got too much else to do. Oh, you're fighting this. God damn it, Mark Murray.
Please leave your message for
Mark.
Hey, this is Melanie from Backpage.com. I'm at the front door. Whenever you can stop down and let me in, I'd appreciate it. See you soon.
All right, let's call him again. Is that a hooker site? I figured it out.
You should have been like, your 15-inch dildo just came in.
All right, call him again.
I mean, it's not too late. We could always call again for the 15-inch dildo.
I can hear you spinning that thing on the over the mic. Put your fidget spinner down.
Forrest has a fidget spinner over there.
I know, I bought it for him on the way here. I was like, you just play with this every time Mans makes you feel uncomfortable.
I think he tunes me out by now.
I hope so. Otherwise, that poor kid. He left the room for a while again. He's just smart.
Paul.
Hey, Mark Murray. How's it going, sir?
What's up?
Not much. This is Pornhub.com, and we have your 15-inch dildo that you ordered.
What's that?
This is Pornhub.com, and we have your 15-inch dildo that you ordered. Welcome to Caveman's Corner, sir. How's it going?
All right.
That's your intro. All
right. Oh, man. I'm sorry, man. I forgot who the hell I'm talking to for a second here.
God damn.
I'm like, what the heck's going on here?
Oh shit! So we got Ray Ayers here.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
What's up?
We got Mans Rogers. She's the one that left you the back page message. That's not really your Melanie that you called.
What's up?
And we got some Mexican guy we picked up at Walmart.
Orale.
Nice.
So we got a full crew today.
That's good, man. That's good.
Yeah, you were on the show one time before, but I haven't released it yet because I'm pretty bad at editing these things. But
that's all good.
Yeah, we'll get that one out there sooner or later, as soon as I don't have a show 1 week. I did him and Jake Kelly together. Jake Kelly's was so bad that I couldn't really use it. So I didn't have an intro or a close for yours, and I didn't really know how to do it when I was editing it yet. But I figured it out now.
We should do it again, though.
Yeah, we'll definitely do it again after him and Jimmy Pearl fight. So you're fighting Jimmy Pearl. Can you tell us about this fight?
Hey, man, I'm excited. Ready to go. I'm ready to go right now. As a matter of fact, I'm waiting for Brad Bergeson to come get me now. We're about to go train.
Awesome. So you had us call you while you're supposed to be training. That's a good first step for this show.
Yeah, also, we're ready to rumble, man. It's warm as hell heck outside, though, right now, boy.
So I made the suggestion to Rich. I think since you guys are fighting a battle of the beards, whoever loses should have to shave their beard.
I definitely can't lose this one, then.
What do you think? You down for that?
Hey, I'm with it.
All right,
I'm with it.
No doubt. Hold Jimmy Pearl and see if we can make this happen.
Yeah, that's like a freaking WWF shit.
Hell yeah, I would pack the stadium to see this.
yeah, man. We've been on a tear lately, so I'm ready to go.
Both you guys have some pretty good stand up. You think this fight's gonna be fought mainly on the feet?
I'm not gonna. He ain't gonna take me down. That's for sure.
Oh shit.
You know, so I'm just gonna stand up. Not like Jimmy and all, but I'm gonna have to put him down.
Are you smoking? It sounds like you're smoking. We just had Gearhart on. I think he was smoking too.
I think he's.
Oh hell no! I don't smoke. I'm outside. I just got done painting, so I was putting away some stuff.
A working man. That's good.
Yeah.
Cause I'm too lazy.
Hey man, that's what happens when you got a house, man. Something goes wrong, you gotta fix that crap, man.
I got a Mexican guy that'll do your floors right here.
I could've did it for $5, isn't it?
Whoa! Inflation.
Yeah, he was gonna give it away for free to the other guy.
Jesus. Not this guy, $5,
homie. Yeah, you guys got a big one coming up there too. We got Matt Special Kid. That kid's an animal. Mickey's got his hands full.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's. I don't know about that fight.
I just watched that kid fight. I watched that kid fight the last show I was at against Tevin Terrence, man. He's a freaking good boy.
Yeah, head kick, right? Stiffed him up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, well, Tevin was like Olympic level boxer, and this guy just it was interesting. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's a tough matchup for Mickey. Mickey hits hard, dude, and he He never quits, though. I gotta say that about him.
No, you're never out of the fight, that's for sure. But damn, that would look good on his resume right there.
Yeah. So I had a rules question for Rich, and he wasn't really sure to answer. Maybe I'll ask you. So with the new rules, if you defecate or pee yourself or throw up, you're DQ'd. So especially I'll kick him in the head and knocks him out, and he shits himself at the same time. How does that get recorded? Knockout or TKO?
Yeah, hopefully if that happens, they don't have white shorts on again.
That's like a paradox, right? Like one of the things that stop time.
So.
Do you get fear boners?
Oh, go ahead, man. Ask again. I was talking over you.
Do you get fear boners?
You got to talk into this part of the mic, like right here.
Well, you're the one who set it up like all awkward.
I thought you would be looking at me.
You thought I would sit this way? I will sit this way. This is okay. Because this isn't awkward. Do you get fear boners?
Did you hear her?
I hear. I can't hear.
Oh, she asked if you get fear boners.
This is bullshit. Why can't anyone hear me?
I don't know. The other people can hear you. We just turned your mic off.
Please don't.
So she wants to know if you get fear boners. I'm sorry for this question.
Fear boners?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Never?
Get there, dog.
What about not in a fight? What about when you see Mans Rogers? Do you get a fear boner?
I've never had one of those, that's for sure.
I've never had a fear boner either, Mans.
That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Ray knows what I'm talking about.
Call him anyways. I don't care what he says. We're going to call him anyways. Nolan Bryant.
Yeah, definitely call Nolan.
So Mickey said you're not ready to turn pro yet. What do you think about fighting Mickey? I think you and Mickey would be a great fight.
Oh, me and Mickey?
Yeah, you and Mickey Gaskins.
Yeah, well, I'd take that fight.
I would like to see that.
Sounds good to me. He's been itching at it, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. I would love to see you guys fight. I think it'd be a great matchup. Be great on the feet. I'm not sure how it would go on the ground and how the wrestling would go, man. I'd be really excited to see that fight. I think it'd be a really good fight for both of you.
You know, I've been trying to rebuild myself lately, so I've just, I've been moving up slightly more, harder competition every fight. So if we get through this one, I'm definitely down for that.
Yeah, that'd be a great fight. I'd stay away from Matt Special for a little bit. I'm kind of scared to fight that guy.
That dude's got a sick beard too.
I know he does. And he was Joe Rogan show too.
I'm thinking if Mickey gets this one, man, that's top of the food chain right there.
Yeah, that, you should fight him for the title if he beats Special. I mean, Special could fall down and hurt his leg or something.
That Rich says, depending on the outcome of this fight, he's gonna give me a shot at something.
Yeah,
155, 170
for sure. You and Mickey would be a great fight, though. I want to see that happen someday. Especially since he was talking some shit. Now that I'm stirring up the shit. He might have just been talking shit to me and I wasn't supposed to say anything, but...
He's been popping shit? Mickey's been popping shit?
He just said you weren't ready to turn pro. He was making fun of me for saying that the pros are coming for you soon.
Oh, whatever. Come on, dude.
I know.
I don't know if he's ready. He can talk all he wants.
Yeah. So, yeah, see?
That's going to be it. I don't mind it, though. I don't have a problem with Mickey. That's all good fun to me.
He did say that, but I'm just messing around. I do think it'd be a great fight, though, for both you guys.
So, wait. So, he is talking shit.
Yeah, no, he really said that you weren't ready to turn pro and stuff, but
No. Jeez, I don't know. I got 15 fights in this cage now, we're gonna do a couple more, and I'm gonna do it anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Mickey don't know what he's talking about. Don't trust his.
He's got the worst. Hey, maybe he's right though. We'll find out.
Nah, Mickey's never right.
Everyone's got an opinion.
Mickey's
maybe
never
it's
right.
Just not a good one sometimes.
He fixed my computer last week.
I'm gonna fight a couple more. I'm getting old. I'm 35 years old now.
That's not old.
I'm 36.
It's a young
man.
Man's game. If you want to do something, whether you got to do something, I got to do something quick.
I'm like 40. I'm trying to get in the cage. You're nuts. You're not old. You're in a prime. Mans just said that Mickey fixed her computer, though. Must be all the Pornhub you're on.
I'm almost never on my computer.
Oh. Just on your phone?
You got them viruses from the Pornhub.
No. Yeah. Oh, I guess I did use my laptop not that long ago.
That's the technical porn. You can't watch this up. What's your favorite Pornhub category? I'm talking to you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know. I just post something up on my phone. I don't know what sites they are if I need to watch it.
Did you ever look at ginger?
I don't actually have a favorite site.
Did you ever watch ginger porn? Well, silence, man.
Jesus, my phone's a mess, man. Don't mind me.
Gingers? Wow.
Man's just upset because she's a redhead. She's I asked if you watched ginger porn, and then you didn't say anything, so she was offended.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. I watch ginger porn. I watch all kinds of porn.
Right, gotta have mad love for them. So you see ginger bastards.
Not the bastards, the bitches.
Yeah, whatever.
The bitches.
What if it's an all ginger threesome?
There's a lot of silence in this podcast.
What did she say? What did she say?
She said, "What if it's an all ginger threesome?"
Wait, where? Where? Where are we going?
Right now, in the Fan Doozy recording studio.
Oh, wait a minute here.
Oh, sounds like somebody's all talk.
There's only one ginger in here. There's two bald Mexicans and a white caveman who's married.
We know caveman's married.
That's right. I think Mans is married still, technically, too.
Yes, technically.
Yeah, see, Mans is married, too, sort of.
We went to a wedding together yesterday. It was phenomenal.
I saw those pictures. I was going to ask you about that off air, actually. What are you doing, Mark?
He outside. That's a car passing by.
My goddamn phone is freaking is a mess, man. I'm sorry. Man, I bought this new phone, and I've had it replaced twice, and it just doesn't operate like it's supposed to. I'm just going to have to get a new one.
Man, with that beard and who you're talking to, they're going to put you on the terrorist watch list. You better be careful.
Oh, you better watch that terrorist watch shit.
No. All right, man. Well, thank you for coming on the show. We're going to try and call Drunk Nolan Bryant next and end this podcast at some point. So, thank you for coming on. Good luck. Whoever loses got to shave their beard. And I want to see you fight Mickey Gaskins. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna be coming up pretty soon now that he's popping shit.
Yeah. All right. Make sure you like and share this page. Subscribe to me on YouTube and do all that other bullshit. Follow me on social media. And
no doubt. Hey, good luck to you on the 28th, too.
Yeah, dude. My guy's a killer, man. I thought we were supposed to be fighting. And I just found out we're doing jiu-jitsu, and I can't kick him in the wiener. But we made some special rules, so I think I'll be okay. Listen to this podcast. It's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right. Later, man.
All right, man. Later.
Bye. Ray's done with this one. He's like, he can't hear her. He's gone. I don't know what it is, man. Some people can hear you. Some people can't.
I guess they don't want to hear her.
Yeah, they don't want to hear you. As soon as you start talking about threesome, though, he heard you.
I know, right?
Right.
I say fear boner and nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they just try and ignore you, but you say threesome, he's like, where? I'm there.
He was all talk, though.
Yeah, he was all talk.
My Mexican friend, I gotta go.
What?
Got a lot of towels to fix, ese.
It's in the bathroom over there, man. All right, Walmart Mexican is gone.
He's going to what are the stores around here?
Quintiera? There's a Home Depot right up the road.
Okay, he's going to Home Depot. That's where he's going next.
Man, I'll pick you up when we're done. All right. I need new tiles in the bathroom. I want the little square ones. Pick those ones up. All right, later, man.
Take it easy.
All right,
thanks.
All right, Vivian. Yep. Here, I picked this cock ring I made for you. It's not gold.
What the hell is that?
What is this?
Cock ring. A cock ring. What the?
I don't need it, but I'll sell it to somebody that needs it.
Mm-hmm. That's caveman size right there.
That's bigger than my size. I need like a third of that size for a cock ring.
Yeah, it's somewhere near.
I know. I still have those midget condoms I got.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Even those ones I have to use rubber bands with.
I put it in someone's glove box.
Yeah?
I was hoping they got pulled over on the way home. But like yeah. 3 weeks later, he called me. It was like...
Your friend don't love you no more, man.
I know.
Call him anyways. Put him on.
Okay.
Yeah, just call him anyways. We don't care.
He's evading me.
We're calling Nolan Brandt right now. He's from Diamond MMA. We'll talk about the Diamond fight card a little bit, too. Maybe we'll call Jake Kelly.
I'll call him on Facebook.
All right.
You know, we don't give a shit. We need to know this shit. We're going to call you.
Nolan does not want to talk to us.
He is not picking up the phone. This is the first Canadian I've ever called. That was scary. Donuts, eh? Tim Hortons. Let's do it. It's a boot time. Doesn't it go to messages or something?
I don't think you can leave a message on Facebook.
What?
I think
you can, right? People leave me messages. I never answer my Facebook. Unless man's
just leave a message.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? How you doing, eh? We're just trying to call you to talk about your fight. And we hope you do well, eh?
Are you trying to do a Canadian accent?
Yeah.
Yeah, eh?
Yeah. Not so good, huh?
That's not great.
No. Well, your porn-loving co-host, Manz Rogers, is here, and we thought it would be a good time for you to come on the show so you guys could send some ginger love each other's way. Right now, she's
not ginger. Is he a ginger?
I think he's a little ginger.
Sexy ginger bastard.
Sexy ginger bastard. She's doing a little S&M over there right now with some clamps on her nipples, and it's getting out of control.
And she got a cock ring, too.
She gave it away. She gave it away to her wetback friend.
Oh. Shit. Cock.
All right, I guess we're out of here, Nolan.
Bye, Nolan.
All right, I guess that's our show, Ray. Hour and a half, and it's going to be 16 days of editing, and there's going to be nothing left.
All right. Yeah. What a good show.
Yeah, it was pretty good. What do you think, man? How was it?
That sucked.
Yeah, it did. Kind of sucked, especially because you're not even talking to Mike. I barely hear you.
Well, I don't know what you want me to do.
That's what I want you to
do. That's what we want you to do.
I don't know. I got to sit with the good mics last time. I don't know about this budget bullshit.
The budget bullshit, the Walmart mics. You can go over in the other chair if you want now.
Yeah, we should have given it to the Mexican.
Yeah. I don't know.
We got one more guest coming in, I think.
Yeah, we do got a guest later, but you can't be here for that one. It's Catillus. Yeah, it's going to be a more serious podcast. We can't be having Mans in there for that one. It'd be a mess.
Then he going to think Mike to upset him up.
Yeah, he will think to upset him up if Mans is here.
No, I was
just
there on Friday.
Yeah, good. Awesome. Cool. I thought you weren't going to go there.
That's not true. Like, I was never not allowed at Lima. That was what Rick told Herbert.
No, I just thought you guys weren't training together because he was there and you weren't. Rick was there. That's why I thought you weren't going there, just because Rick was there. I'll edit that part out, maybe. Depends how clear it came in.
You fucking hear me anyhow.
I saw this funniest thing that made me think about you the other day. I don't know if I should say this on the air because I'll probably get in trouble at home, but I saw, it was like a funny thing. I forgot who posted it. This guy bought this girl a rose. He's like, close your eyes and I got you something. And can you guess what it is? And she's like, oh, I can guess. And she went to go put the wiener in her mouth. And it was a rose. And so, oh, it was a rose. Oh, I love it. And it just made me think of you. I don't know why, but that just seemed like something that would happen to you.
Because that's just not in my, that's not in my bag of tricks.
I really thought that was something you would die laughing at, though.
And I hate flowers. I mean, so you're on that line. But I have seen that, actually. It's pretty amazing.
I bet you cracked up when you saw that.
Oh, absolutely.
You're the first person. I wanted to share that and tag you in it, but then I was like, that's not appropriate for my my kids' class reputation on Facebook. I can't put stuff like that out there. But it was really funny. It made me think about you. I was going to tag you in it.
Yes, I actually, you want to know what? I think Nolan sent it to me.
Probably. Maybe I saw it on his.
That's actually a fair chance it was on Nolan's, yeah.
All right. Well, Ray, you want to take us out of here?
Sure.
Make sure you get FanDoozy Studios in there this time. You're not a...
Yeah.
If we're going to get sponsors, we got to make sure we get this shit right.
Sure. All
right. Oh, I got to get the music right, too. After I just talked some shit to you, I messed up my part.
You fucker.
You Puerto Rican.
Fuck. Yo, Mark Coleman said that shit with feelings.
He did. When he says it,
it came out from his heart.
It doesn't sound racist at all. It sounds like he likes you when he says it. Yeah. It's crazy that he can do that.
We can make a music with our mouth. Yeah.
All right, let's get to close.
All right, fight fans, we out of here from the FanDoozy Studios in Amherst, New York.
It's Buffalo, New York.
All right, Buffalo, whatever. Peace.
What a mess.
Yeah. What a
Are all your podcasts that fucking terrible?
No, they're not all that terrible. Some of them are okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for coming, Mans.
She is the best ever.
Yeah, she's out of here.
I'm going to take a piss.
All right, guys. That was the worst Easter egg ever to go with the worst podcast ever.
Yeah.